Walk me through the process of deciding how a patient would have an artificial device, a ventricular assist device, or a heart transplant. When do you decide that somebody should have a VAD, that's what ventricular assist device stands for? How is that device sometimes thought of as a temporary device or as a bridge to transplant device? And then the actual possibility of getting a living organ from a deceased donor. How do you decide what a patient really needs?
Great question, because very often we are evaluating a patient for both transplant and a ventricular assist device. The process is very, very similar. The major difference is that we don't worry about suppressing the immune system in someone who needs a ventricular assist device, but otherwise the evaluation process is the same. We often now think of the LVAD, or the left ventricular assist device, as a bridge to transplant. In some patients, it is the alternative or destination therapy, and that's all they'll be eligible for. But very common now, we don't have the luxury to wait for an organ transplant, which can happen in a short time or very often in a long while for waiting for a transplant. And so we have to think about a patient needing a ventricular assist device before they actually get their transplant. As a result, the process is very similar to go through evaluating the patient's candidacy for both.
How long can a patient live with an LVAD?
Many years. We are very excited that as technology has improved, patients can do very, very well and live very much a normal life on an LVAD. The only issue that limits this technology is that it is connected to an external power source, so a patient cannot submerge themselves in water or go swimming or take a true bath, but they can certainly shower and go to the beach and put their legs in the water.
Because the power device is a battery that is carried externally.
Right, and we certainly don't want to short circuit any power source and have them lose power, which is then obviously potentially life-threatening.
What's the difference between a destination LVAD, a destination left ventricular assist device, and a temporary one? Do they look different? Do they feel differently?
Most of the time, if we're talking about what we think of durable LVADs, they look the same, whether it's as a bridge to transplant or if it's destination as the final therapy for that patient. There are more temporary support devices that we think about as temporizing the patient to a more permanent type of LVAD that they can leave the hospital with. But when we think about a temporary support device as bridge to transplant or as destination, it's really the same device that can let the patient leave the hospital and live a normal life at home.
So if the LVAD, the destination LVAD, works as well as you're describing it, other than the concern of the external battery pack, why would somebody then want a heart transplant if they're not planning to do a lot of swimming, for example? Why would they want a heart transplant instead of this destination VAD? What's the population that does better with a living organ versus this mechanical device?
I think we all have our various biases, and we certainly have many LVAD patients who don't want or do not want a heart transplantation for a variety of reasons.
Is that age? Would age factor?
Oftentimes it's age. We certainly think about an age cutoff for patients who are no longer eligible for heart transplantation, and that's variable and very much individualized. But some patients who get an LVAD who could be eligible for transplant are just not interested. And the reasons they often describe as why they're not interested could be financial or further risk. Again, they're not having issues with having their immune system suppressed. Therefore, they don't need all sorts of medications that might be very, very expensive, that would be potentially life-sustaining for them and certainly more expensive than what is needed to take care of someone who just has an LVAD alone. And I think the heart failure provider has their own biases. My personal bias is that machines are really great, but machines are machines, and eventually they break until we have a machine that doesn't break. And so while tissue probably lasts longer than machine, current data still suggests that heart transplant survival is better than mechanical support or mechanical circulatory support or LVAD survival in the long term.
So a young patient, for example, a young individual who needed a heart transplant for the long term probably would be better off getting a heart transplant than a left ventricular assist device.
Absolutely.